This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
This is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. So we're in the holiday period right now, and many of us are flying around. And have you ever wondered about the intricacies of moving planes around an airport and getting them to take off and land? Well, here to help us with those questions is retired ramp control manager for San Francisco Airport, Bob Peterson. Welcome, Bob.
Well, hello, John. Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you, Jim. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm honored.
Oh, pleasure. So give us a quick insight into how aircraft, well, first of all, your area of expertise is getting them off the ramp out to the taxi line.
Correct.
How does that work?
We interface with the FAA in doing that. We work very closely with them. We have a specific area of responsibility in the area. For arriving flights, the FAA will hand them off to a specific handoff point in our area of responsibility, and we will take that traffic from that handoff point through taxi lanes into their specific gate that they've been assigned. For departures, it's kind of the reverse. We give them pushback clearance when they ask for it, and we either clear them to push, or we might hold them for traffic if there's other stuff going on. We will guide them or give them instructions on getting out to the handoff point with the FAA again, to where they can be taken over by ground control to get out to the active runway.
How do you prioritize with so many airlines at the ramp?
It's pretty much done in advance with their schedules. If everybody's on schedule, there's very seldom times when two people try and push together. Someone could get off schedule and be delayed, and that will present us with some traffic problems. We've been known to tell someone requesting pushback to, you know, hold for traffic here. I've got somebody behind you here at the moment, and we take and sort that out. It's a fascinating experience when it all works smoothly.
Yeah, it's a dance. It's incredible.
It is indeed.
Yeah. So then pass them over to the tower, and
correct,
they take over from there for takeoff?
Correct. We pass them over at a specific handoff point from our area of responsibility to the FAA, and ground control takes them from there, gives them specific taxiway instructions out to the active runway for takeoff.
So it's a real layered approach. You've got multiple handoffs and different jurisdictions?
Yes. With the addition of the new international terminal in 2000, it added so many new gates that we required two ramp control towers at each end of the international terminal to be able to effectively handle the traffic there.
How many gates are there at SFO?
When I started, I think we were running, for our area of responsibility, the international terminal had, I think, 31 in 2000, and it consistently changes over time. To get technical, there's a difference between a gate and a stand. It can get a little complex. But we do a very good job of coordinating that traffic with the FAA using procedures that they have advised us to follow, so that there's a similarity of phraseology and a similarity of procedures from one asset to the other, from us to the FAA and back again.
Once with the tower, I know this is not your exact background, but can you give us a sense of how they get those out into the pattern? The aircraft into the pattern safely?
Ground control will direct the aircraft to the active runway, and they usually try to sequence them for wide bodies, narrow bodies. Who's going to turn? Well, let me back up here a second. San Francisco has a total of 8 runways.
Basically, 8? Not 2.
four strips of concrete, but you can go bidirectional on each strip, so it actually adds up to 8 runways. Whatever the active pair is, say you're departing on one right and one left, ground control will take the flights that have to turn right and put them on runway 1 right. The ones that turn left go to runway 1 left, so that you're never crossing traffic once they're airborne. They've got it worked out to a very eloquent dance, and it's an amazing thing to watch. The volume of traffic is quite impressive there.
Well, I always wondered, let's say you've got a 737 taking off for L.A., presumably goes out over the bay, then turns south, mm-hmm. or maybe over the coast on occasion. But how does that get basically vectored with a Dreamliner, say, taking off to Europe and coming around? Aren't they going to sort of cross paths at some point, or is it a matter of timing?
No, that's the job of the in-route controllers, who never, a lot of times they don't even see an airplane. They're just looking at blips on a radar screen and transferring a two-dimensional visual presentation into a three-dimensional reality. There's often times that San Francisco will be using two runways, 1 right, say, and 28 right for the, which is the longest runway, 28 right, for the heavy international departures. And then it's just a matter of sequencing. Okay, you go first here, and then once you're clear of the intersection, we clear the other fellow on the other runway for his takeoff. There are separation standards that are adhered to at all times, and it's a very very interesting environment. It's very dynamic. It requires a special skill set. On a good day, it's a lot of fun.
Apart from the stress, right? Very stressful.
Well, you find that in any situation, in any industry. I was fortunate to have a very good staff of people who seldom made any issues out of the handling the traffic. In Ramp Tower A, which I was managing from 2000 to 2015, we also had the responsibility of assigning the international gates to all of the airlines, the international airlines. That gets a little tricky. It's a different skill set somewhat. But after about 22 weeks of training, you could manage any either one of those two positions. It's a long training period, but it's a very complex and dynamic environment to work in. So it took a while to get there.
And isn't there a shortage of air traffic controllers? Is that still the case?
Oh, that's been the case off and on, I think, for ever since I got into the industry way back in the 1900s with the biplanes in Wilbur and Orville.
Yeah, right. That's true experience. Quite a legacy. So a question comes up in my mind. You got something from SJC, San Jose Airport, coming northbound, say, to Seattle. How does that get reconciled into the pattern, the airspace over SFO?
Bay Tracon would handle that sort of thing. They're the folks that stare at radar screens all day long. They will, again, interpret that two-dimensional display they're seeing into three dimensions. And they will have both vertical separation standards and horizontal separation standards. And if you violate those standards, alarms go off, and all kinds. Everybody wants to leave the building immediately.
For the sake of coastsiders, we have Half Moon Bay Airport. There's no tower.
No.
So how on earth do those people decide who comes in first, who takes off first?
Half Moon Bay Airport is what we refer to as a UNICOM frequency. If you're departing or approaching Half Moon Bay, you turn to a radio frequency to advise your intentions, announce your presence, and advise your intentions. And the fellows just work it out. It's a very common system used throughout the United States and parts of Europe. Smaller airports not worthy of a full-on control tower. You just get on frequency and say, here I am, and here's what I'm trying to do.
And is this 24-7? Are they at night?
Yes, yeah.
There's night flights out of there or into there?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, I think I've seen the runway lights, come to think of
it.
Yeah. I admire your patience. What a stressful job, to keep all this stuff going on.
I suppose all jobs have their stressful moments.
Well, Bob, your insights are fascinating. I think you're cleared for landing. It's been a tremendous opportunity to learn about this very arcane world of air traffic control and movement. So thank you for coming in. And this is John Williams for the KHMB Feature Story of the Week.
Contributor John Williams with our Feature Story of the Week. And for Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. The dials are set in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer for a trip back some 46 years to 1978. Join us for the ride, which begins in moments on your hometown community station, 100.9 Coastside Radio. You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Hi, this is Bob with BK Motors. Winter time is here, and it's time to get your car winterized at BK Auto Detailing. We've got three great detail packages available, and you can always go to bkmotors.com and see what level of detailing you think you might need, and either give us a call or email us to set up your appointment. We also do headlight restoration, which is really important this time of the year with the rainy season upon us. If your headlight lenses are getting fogged up, you definitely want to get those cleaned, and we can restore them to almost new condition here at BK Auto Detailing, so you've got better visibility on the road for you and oncoming traffic. Give us a call at 650-726-8220 or go to bkmotors.com. We're located on Highway 1 between McDonald's and Granola's Coffee House.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1978.
Time Machine takes us to December of 1978. From the pages of the Half Moon Bay Review, these are the stories making news. $3 fee proposed for car pollution inspection. Because of the Clean Air Act of 1977, San Mateo County is under pressure to reduce pollution, as the state has ordered cars to be less polluting of the atmosphere. Supervisors want to charge $3 per inspection to help offset the cost of conforming to a newly passed state bill mandating car inspection. And needy poor get charity baskets at Christmas. Christmas baskets were distributed to 82 families on the coastside by the Coastside Opportunity Center for a few days before Christmas. Used toys included in the basket were provided by the U.S. Marine Corps with their Toys for Tot program. And boy, killed in fumes, a fishing boat engine. A 16-year-old Santa Cruz area boy was killed and his friend nearly died when carbon monoxide leaked in the cabin of their commercial fishing vessel near Half Moon Bay. The two had been sleeping just above the exhaust manifold when it malfunctioned. It's 1978, and because of the oil crisis, Japanese car imports account for half of the U.S. import market. The first even cellular mobile phone is introduced in Illinois, and Space Invaders appears in arcades, launching a craze for computer video games. Sweden is the first country to recognize the effect of the aerosol sprays on the ozone layer and bans the sale. The serial killer, David Berkowitz, son of Sam, is convicted of murder after terrorizing New York for 12 months. In other news, Egypt makes peace with Israel as the result of the Camp David Peace Treaty. The dollar plunges to a record low against many European currencies, and gold reached an all-time high of $200 per ounce. What is the 1978 cost of living? Inflation is over 7.5%, with average income of $17,000. Average monthly rent is $260, with a gallon of gas going for 63 cents. You heard it right, 63 cents a gallon. Wow. Popular music, disco is the rage. And this singer-songwriter from North Carolina hits gold record status. Here's Alisa Bridges with I Love the Nightlife.
We had a fix in this room.
singer-songwriter, was born on Long Island, New York, and has his first hit record in 1974. And in the fall of 1978, he produced a 16-week hit that went platinum. Here's Billy Joel with My Life. For another ride in the KHMB time machine to another great year. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jiminy, Jim, Jim, Cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
If you have a fireplace and chimney, you know the importance of having reliable chimney inspections, sweeps, and repairs. Your local certified chimney professional is Peninsula Chimney Service. Peninsula Chimney Service offers fair and affordable rates for all provided services, including seasonal promotions and discounts for seniors. They leave no mess behind, they answer their phones, and arrive on time. And speaking of phones, their phone number is 650-274-2085. Time does not permit telling you everything you need to know about Peninsula Chimney Service, and so you should visit their website for more information, including pictures of their work. Their web address is easy to remember, PeninsulaChimneyService.com. PeninsulaChimneyService.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'd like to share an article by Eileen Mitchell about a fight she had with her dog. I had a fight with a dog. Not a dog fight, mind you, an argument, a dispute, a spat no less real than that of feuding friends who spew words, stamp feet, and slam doors. Lest I be accused of anthropomorphizing the experience, there was no mistaking that my feisty greyhound Olivia was clearly upset with me. Since adopting my ex-racer 2 years ago, we've nestled into a comfortable evening routine. Olivia sleeps on her doggy pillow at the foot of my bed, and in the morning, when I run the shower, she waits for me downstairs. Upon my arrival, she greets me with a ridiculously joyous response, like it's been months and not a mere 15 minutes since she last saw me. Not long ago, Olivia discovered that my memory foam mattress was much nicer than her plush pillow. The first time she jumped atop my freshly washed linen, I was inclined to push her off. I mean, come on. Doggy dander, bad breath, and God only knows where those paws had been. But then she spooned me, tucked her knobby little head under my chin, and exhaled with a contented, I flashed back to her first home, a Florida racetrack where she lived in a 32 by 31 inch crate, and my heart melted. I threw my arm around her and we slept. Over the next few weeks, Olivia started staking more of the bed, spreading her 65 pounds smack across the center while I was slowly being relegated to inches. When this happened, I'd give her a gentle push and reclaim my rightful place. Recently, she started waking with a surprised low-level growl, but I'd pat her on the head and all would be fine. Or so I thought. In an Ask the Vet column, an identical scenario was addressed, and the response was scary. Even though your dog is normally affectionate, this behavior will escalate, the trainer warned. Dogs are territorial, and she is telling you not to bug her. The quickest way to recover from this developed behavior is remove her. Had I created a monster? Olivia was a sweet and affectionate dog who relishes belly rubs, neck massages, and kisses peppered up and down her needle nose. But still, the trainer's warning niggled in the back of my brain. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word from Kibbles and Gifts.
Kibbles and Gifts is a local family-owned business, and to this day, our customers are almost all locals. Kibbles has competitive prices, lots of monthly sales, frequent buyer programs, a store loyalty program, and great customer service. We now offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and delivery. We are located next to Safeway and the Strawflower Shopping Center. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 650-726-3700. Now, back to the show.
Sure enough, the nocturnal growling escalated. One night, illuminated in the soft glow of streaming moonlight, I caught the ominous curling of Olivia's lip, and that did it. I sat up, barked a sharp no, and swiftly pushed her off the bed. Instead of returning to her floor pillow, she scuttled downstairs, but not before turning around to give me a look that clearly conveyed her displeasure. My huffy hound slept in the living room that night, her black mood permeating the air like musty central heating. The following morning, she didn't even greet me at the foot of the stairs with her usual happy dance. Instead, she remained on her pillow, eyes casting darts in my direction while I cautiously looked around, half expecting to find torn pillows or other acts of revenge. Nothing. Now, I believe that dogs understand more than we give them credit for, which is why I can talk to them. Can't hurt, right? I knelt on Olivia's pillow and cupped her stiff face between my hands. Listen, I told my naughty girl nose to nose. Everything here is mine, not yours, mine. You can sleep with me, but no growling. Understood? I felt her face relax. She blinked and gently nudged my cheek with her wet nose. I took that as a yes. Did she understand? I can't say for sure, but since then every night has been a silent night. Oh, she's still a bed hog, but that's a talk for another time. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
The stylist of today's haircuts loves seniors.
I am Heather, and I live in Half Moon Bay, and I am here to talk about today's haircuts. I actually was just a walk-in customer. She was able to immediately know what I needed. I would encourage you to go down to today's haircuts and just have a conversation with her. You're still going to get a quality hairstyle, color, cut, highlights, lowlights, and in a very fast turnaround time. So I hope you'll make it down to today's haircuts. They are wonderful ladies.
Today's haircuts is your kind of salon. Today's haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sundays 9 to 3. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street in the Seaport Landing Center, next to Ace Hardware in Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191. 712-8191.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
I'm Lauren Brolier, certified life mastery consultant and owner of Soul Savvy LLC, this week's guest host. I'm here today to talk about the power of thought. Thoughts are things. Everything in the universe is in fact created twice. Your clothes, the paintings in your home, the meals you eat were all first created in someone's mind in thought form and then became a physical thing. If you think of something embarrassing, your cheeks get pink. If you think about a sad time in your life, you may get weepy. And so thoughts have effects on our bodies. We know this. We've all experienced the power of thoughts, but perhaps do not take the time to acknowledge just how powerful they really are. So you are, in essence, what you think. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. The power of our thoughts, negative or positive, have been demonstrated again and again in something called the Rice Experiment, originally created by Dr. Masaru Emoto. In this experiment, three identical containers were filled with equal amounts of rice and water. And for 30 days, each jar of rice was spoken to in different ways. The first jar was spoken to with love, affection, and positivity. Some examples are, you're beautiful, you are loved, thank you for being here. The second jar was spoken to with intense criticism and negativity. Examples of what was said to the second jar are, I hate you. You're ugly. I wish you didn't exist. And then the last of the three jars was just simply ignored completely. The results, which have now been replicated hundreds of times, are absolutely astounding. The first jar, which was treated with love and respect and affection, was mostly unscathed after 30 days, with just a little bit of white wax covering the top. The jar that was treated with hatred had huge chunks of black mold covering the entire top. And the jar that was completely ignored suffered almost as badly, with black mold forming over the top. Isn't this amazing? And yet, it shouldn't be surprising to us. We know what it feels like to be loved, and we know what it feels like to be criticized. If we tune into what we're feeling, we know that the feeling tone of love in positivity is of happiness, joy. We can almost feel the giddiness in the pit of our stomach. Happiness seems to emanate out from us. When we have been part of a confrontation or an argument or been called a mean name, we feel tension inside, hurt, a knot in the pit of our stomach. Now let's take it a step further and imagine what we do to our inner being and our soul and our wellness when we think thoughts that are negative. Imagine your inner self as that jar of rice. What thoughts and inner beliefs do you hold about yourself, and what effect is that having on your body? When we return from the break, we will discuss what you can do to change your thoughts and, as a result, change your life. Stay tuned after a word from our sponsor, Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis, and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So, let's imagine what we do to our inner being and our soul when we think thoughts that are negative. The good news is that as human beings, we have the power to control our thoughts and our words. In the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles, he observes, to think what you want to think is to think truth regardless of appearances. To think according to appearances is easy. To think truth regardless of appearances is laborious and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work you have to perform. So, it is simple but not easy to transform our thoughts, as Wallace points out. But we can all learn to replace unwanted thoughts because our thought power is limitless. You can think a better, more pleasing thought in any situation. This week, I want you to begin practicing this simple principle. Notice what you are noticing. What mind noise is going on in your brain? Are you judging others? Focusing on lack and want? Speaking harshly to yourself as you go about your day? When you begin to notice these thoughts, choose a more pleasing and harmonious one to replace it. For example, if you're saying to yourself, you look so fat in your clothes, or you look terrible, I look so old. Replace it with something like, you are a beautiful being. How gorgeous you look today. You will find that through this practice, your feelings about yourself and others will change dramatically. This is Lauren Brolier, and thank you for joining me on this week's edition of Keeping Pace with Your Health. Please visit soulsavvy.com, soulsavvy.com, for more information on transformation and living a life you love.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Father Carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the big bands who come here to visit to play live. I'm Mike Dale. We're in that in-between week of Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's, and happy holidays and New Year's to all of you. It's been a wonderful 2024 on Coastside Carousel. We couldn't do it without support from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. The food is delicious and there's plenty of fun for everyone. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday, open mic night on Thursday, and karaoke on Friday, Saturday. Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. Today my guests are two Americana artists who give us honey warm harmonies and clever lyrics about the twist of fate in relationships. It's the Keller sisters, Cheryl and Carrie. They've had a productive 2024 and will have six new songs for us in 2025. You can see them on Saturday, January 11th at the San Gregorio General Store. This is a rebroadcast of my show with them in August when they released two new tracks at that time. Cheryl and Carrie, welcome back to Coastside Carousel.
Hi.
Thank you.
Now, back in February, we were talking about it, and you said you were doing a few new songs in the studio, and now they are done. But let's go back to the future, if we will, and kind of repeat what we talked about in February. You come from a musical family. Mom was a theatrical artist. You guys were, as little girls, playing show tunes. What were some of the songs you guys were singing back then? Do you remember?
We actually performed in, when we were like maybe 10 and 12, we performed in the Sound of Music with my mother up at the Sacramento Music Circus. So we always sang Sound of Music songs.
You had to learn them all.
Yeah, we had to learn them all. And then Mom was in like every musical you could think of back in the day. She was the ingenue, but we tried to learn those things and more. But Sound of Music, probably the things that come to mind for me, because we were in it with her. She played Maria and we were Brigitte and Luisa.
There was always music in your house. Did you guys have pianos, guitars? Tell me about the musical instruments in your house.
Well, we did have a piano. My mother would have her vocal guy come over and do scales with her, and she would sing along. And then she decided when I was 12 years old that I was going to take piano lessons, unbeknownst to me. So I come home from school, and there's this crazy-looking woman. Her name was Mrs. Kempe. And she had quite a thick accent. And all I know is that she used to yell at me a lot. And if I didn't do a good job, she'd take her pencil and start hitting the sheet music. And I don't even know what she was saying, but it could have gone way better. I might have been a wonderful piano player by now, but no.
She was like the East German judge then, right, Cheryl? Yeah. You'll hate me now, but you will love me later.
I know. And I had her as well, or piano when I was younger too.
Let's talk about the collaboration you've had over your lifetime. You guys were in bands before, and I remember you telling me, Cheryl, that you decided to take a songwriting class. And then you decided that, you know what, we're better as a duo than anything else. So it's Cheryl and Carrie, the Keller sisters. And your catalog is just magnificent. You'll be at the San Gregorio General Store Sunday, August 18th.
Yes.
And you're going to preview two new songs, and we want to talk about those. I remember back in February, you were teasing me about a song about a girl named Betty, a lady named Betty, who's a real human being. And I was, I've got the lyrics here. You're so clever in your songwriting, and it's a really beautiful country honk tune. And it's like Little Miss Betty on a stool at the bar, shooting dice for a Cuban cigar. I mean, is that real life, guys?
Well, you know, not slightly embellished, but embellished. But she is a little pistol. She's really little. Literally, she's, I don't know, Carrie, what do you think? 4 foot.
Oh,
11 or, yeah,
sure.
She's tiny and very spunky. You know, we met her at the general store, and so she just inspired, actually it was from something Carrie said. We were driving out there and we were talking about how much energy she has, and how great she is because she's older than us, which is hard to imagine, but there actually are people older than us. Yeah. So Carrie said, oh God, she's so great. I want to be her when I grow up. And that's kind of where the seed of the song started. And then it just mushroomed into a lot of artistic license, but the essence of her is in, let's say that the essence is in there.
Yeah, you didn't get to hear it last time in February, but we have it now. It's called Wanna Be Betty with the Keller Sisters on KHMB.
Little Miss Betty on a stool at the bar, shooting dice for a Cuban cigar. No bigger than a minute in a 10-gallon hat. Shiny red dress, boots to match. Drinking coffee in a shot glass, whiskey from a cup. I wanna be Betty when I grow up. Well, it's Saturday night at the Shuck and Jive. Jukebox playing the red, red wine. Everybody hollers when Betty hits the floor, jumping and a howling like a hound at the door. She'll let you know when she's had enough. I wanna be Betty when I grow up. Takes my hand, we do the hippie shake, twisting and a rolling like an Alabama snake. Try to put her in my pocket, she doesn't like that, so I'll settle for a dance with the trouble in a hat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Near the bend in the river on the bad side of town, better stand with Betty when that deal goes down. She'll have all your money before you can even blink. Doesn't give a damn what anybody thinks. Drinking coffee in a shot glass, whiskey from a cup. I wanna be Betty when I grow up. Drinking coffee in a shot glass, whiskey from a cup. I wanna be Betty when I grow up.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and my name is Mike Dale with the Keller sisters, Cheryl and Carrie. We're doing a special Zoom version today because of our schedules. We had to meet on the World Wide Web, so it's great to see you guys, even though the radio audience can't see you. But this is like a studio experience. This is our internet studio. So, you know, when you're talking about writing songs and writing together, I remember, and you can have fun with this one too, guys. Cheryl is the chief songwriter, and Carrie is the chief muse. Do I have that right?
That's what I like to say, yeah. Without her, yes. Without me, she'd be nothing, but no. Cheryl, that's great. I love, love, love her songs, and I've tried to write songs here and there over the years, but I just, you know, it's just not my thing. So I'm just thrilled that Cheryl is such a wonderful songwriter and my sister, and we just love singing them and just love every minute of it.
Here we are in August, and back in February, you were talking about the recording process, and you were I kind of felt like it was kind of arduous for you. But now that the work is done and the track is so polished and so beautiful, both songs we're going to play today, the one Wanna Be Betty we just played. But tell me about the studio process for you guys, the musicians you were using. I mean, it sounds like it was done out of Memphis Shoal Studios, in my humble opinion.
The key to all of this is a wonderful guy we've been working with forever, and we're really good friends at this point. And his name is Philip Milner, and he is a musician himself.
He's in a band. He just does so much. He's also an incredible sound guy. He's a great producer and recording engineer. And then, so he played guitar and bass on both of these songs. And then, of course, Henry Salvia, who is in a band called the Flying Salvias, he and his wife, and he is a brilliant pianist. And he was the one that just, especially Betty, he just went just crazy on that. It was so good. And then we had Rob Hooper on the drums on Betty, and he is a guy who plays with a lot of people in the Bay Area. He's from Austin. He's a fantastic drummer. So we're really lucky. We had incredible producer and wonderful musicians on both of them.
Let's go into the next song now called General Store, obviously written about San Gregorio. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, it is. Now that is, all that stuff in there is, I would say, pretty much accurate.
Pretty much real. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you want a cast iron pan? Are you looking for a mountain man? They have all of that there?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a fantastic place to go.
It's just the best. They literally, one of these stores that has everything you could imagine and a great old bar, you know, a great big bar and stage and music every weekend and wonderful people and locals that come and hang out there. It's just a great place.
I will definitely do that when I'm back in Half Moon Bay. I'm at my home in Southern California right now. We're doing a special Zoom version of Coastside Carousel this week, celebrating the CD release party. Well, actually, the release of two new songs, right? It's not an actual CD, is it, guys?
No, not yet. We may do a few more and bundle them together, but we did a single release of the General Store song in May, and this is the single release for Wannabe Betty, which is August 18th at the General Store.
Let's hear a General Store now, and I love this song because I'm hearing a little country honk in here. And who was playing that air instrument? What horn was that?
It was a clarinet, and that was a last minute idea by Phil. He said, you know, I want something else here.
What I love about it, guys, is it sounds a little New Orleans, a little Mardi Gras. It gives it a nice little southern feel to it. That's what I was getting out of it. Let's hear it now. It's called General Store. If you go to San Gregorio General Store, you can picture yourself right there in this song on Coastside Carousel, KHMB.
Today, get him while you can. Grab yourself a stool next to Betty. George is quoting Ferlinghetti. School's in session. Are you ready? Fog is lifting, bikers rolling. Close your eyes, feel the ocean. Tie your horse outside the door. It's Sunday morning at the General Store. Seven kinds of liquor, overalls and bumper stickers saying things like slow down, you'll get there quicker. So you wanna be a lumberjack? Yeah, we got a shirt for that. Find yourself a two-flap hat. Come on in, you'll feel better. Pat is dusting off his leathers. He's got a fish story for you at the bar. It's Sunday morning at the General Store. Do, 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 do.
socks, lizard lotion, stone teapots, red vines, red hots, mermaid bras, tequila shots. We got stories and a song for you. Sing along, you know you want to. Dance in the aisles in those snakeskin boots. Share a table, make a friend. Forget the clock, tip the band. Settle in, stay for the second show. It's Sunday morning at the general store.
It's the Keller Sisters on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. Your host here, Mike Dale, and we're doing a Zoom presentation today with their brand new songs that we just heard called Wannabe Betty, and right there was General Store. Let's play Rock Bottom now. Tell me the story behind that one, Cheryl, because I love that song so much. It's really danceable. It's fun, beboppy, but yet countrified at the same time. What were you thinking when you wrote that song?
That one, actually, I had a dream, and visuals came to me in the dream, and I woke up and started jotting things down. I had just been reading about the California gold country, and I wrote one song about it that is a really long story and is sort of sad. And then this one came as well. And I actually did picture going down some stairs into this crazy bar that was attached to a graveyard. There were dancing zombies, and yeah, it was one of those weird dreams you have.
It's got everything but Vincent Price doing narration, I'll bet. Let's play it now.
But Michael Jackson with
this. This is called The Rock Bottom of Coastside Carousel, and my special guest, the Keller Sisters on KHMB.
New best friend, yeah, yeah.
at the door, crawling on the dance floor. Gonna give it to you straight. The devil's got the floodgates. The bartender winks all your sins apart. And the days at the rock bottom, yeah. Rock bottom, yeah. Rock bottom, yeah. Rock bottom, yeah.
Community radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, and there are the Keller Sisters with The Rock Bottom. The live music never stops at San Gregorio General Store, and you can see the Keller Sisters there on Saturday, January 11th. Check their website for more details. I'm Mike Dale. That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub along the coastside. Happy New Year, and see you in 2025.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. The key to a self-governing nation is self-governing people, and the key to personal self-government is to live by the standards in God's Word. If someone cannot control himself by those standards, then our Constitution certainly will be unable to restrain him. Understanding this, John Adams declared, "We have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. Greed, ambition, revenge, or seduction would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." John Adams believed that successful government rested not upon our great Constitution, but rather upon moral and religious people.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.